Join us on a journey from the beach to the dance floor. Chicane presents Sunsets.
People, I hope you're good. Welcome back to another eclectic electronic episode of Sunsets with me, Nick Chicane, back in my attic studio by the sea after another super busy week and a rather slightly disappointing one for us England fans, but we won't dwell on that. I mentioned the football once, nobody noticed. Let's move on. Right, a big thank you to everyone who came down to see me last weekend, and it was a mad weekend. We were at the Secret Garden Series in Southampton and the Don Valley Bowl in Sheffield, and I've got a couple of weeks off, and then I shall be at Edinburgh in August for the Corn Exchange on Saturday the 1st, and my very special 30 years of Chicane show with my orchestra and with my live band on the 22nd. The Royal Festival Hall in London. I also want to mention, guys, it's nothing to do with me, but unfortunately, the show at Audley End with Pete Tong and Faithless, 8th of August, has unfortunately been cancelled. I like playing with both Pete and Faithless. That's really rubbish. But right now, for the next 60 minutes, I'm ready to take you on a journey from the best in the world of chill-out ambient soundtracks, progressive house, and everything in between. We've got some tunes from Hot Since 82, Jesse Marcella, Callum Can't Sleep, myself, and many more. And soundtrack selection comes from one of the Sunsets family who recently soundtracked a game. Lots of new music too this week. First up, though, it's one of mine. From my 2015 album, The Whole is Greater Than the Sum of Its Parts, and this is called Orleans and features the very wonderful Lisa Gerrard on vocal duties.
Oh,
Shekane presents Sunset.
Eclectic electronic music. Chicane. Sunsets.
Okay, another one of mine there. That was The Sleepless Year. That was from last year's Trampolines album. I think that was everyone's favourite track, really. And before that, the wonderful Jessie Marcella, who we played a couple of weeks ago. She is a fantastic new British talent. Please start to support her. That tune is called 11:11. I don't know how you... It looks right. I don't know how you pronounce it. 11:11? I don't know. Right now, though, it's time for one of you lot to choose the music. It's just the soundtrack selection. And if you've got a favourite piece of movie music or a track that's been used on a TV, advert or computer game, whatever it is, give my voicemail a quick call and leave us a message. The number to call is +44 800 7765 112. There is no pressure. You don't have to talk to anyone. And if you cock it up, you can just do it all over again. This week's suggestion comes from Carl in South Africa. I'll let him tell you about what he's picked out.
Hi, Carl. You're from Belita in South Africa. Hope all is good. Your soundtrack selection, I think both you and I are probably as in love with The Midnight, I think it's probably equal, is a song called Landlocked Heart by The Midnight, taken from the console game Road 96 Mile Zero. It's a beautiful piece of music, and yeah, hope you can play it. You've got plans to come visit South Africa soon. Take it easy. Have a lekker one. Cheers.
One of mine there, that's Nirvana featuring Rosie O'Connell on vocals, and I think we might be doing that at the big 30 year celebration at the Royal Festival Hall. Rosie's one of my singers and she is a talent too. And there was something brand new on the Sikora label by Manchester's Callum Can't Sleep called Memoir. Before that, we heard this week's soundtrack selection, which came from Carl in South Africa, a Sunsets regular who often calls in and leaves a message on the voicemail line. He picked out a piece of music called Landlocked Heart by The Midnights. Now, we all know The Midnights, a band we've supported loads on the show, and the track was taken from the 2023 game Road 96 Mile Zero. And guys, if you do enjoy the soundtrack selection part of the show and like to take part yourself, you can always call the voicemail line. It's on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on +44 800 7765 112. Leave a message, tell us who you are, where you are, what you like to hear and why, and see if you can choose a soundtrack that we haven't heard before. Something from a game, a TV show, advert, something random. Next up, brand new music from, I've got absolutely no information about it anywhere on the internet. This is Late Dials and Sky Tonight.
Chicane presents Sunset.
Something's missing. Are we feeling something? feeling something.
Tunes there in reverse order. You heard Molly, Ocular, and Richard Walters with Feeling Something. Mark Kiss, Yasmin Hutchins, and Summer Is Calling. And I will I love you always forever, he says in a very dyslexic manner. A cover of the old Donna Lewis tune. I quite like that actually. And Late Dials with Sky Tonight. Right then. In terms of dance music news this week, the main talking point, of course, has been a dispute between American DJ John Summit and British dance legend Pete Tong. Now, in case you missed this, oh dear, oh dear, John Summit went on to X to accuse Pete Tong of promising to release his release of Everything But The Girl's Missing. Everything But The Girl did a track called Missing a long time ago, guys. If you're not aware of this, it was remixed by Todd Terry and it's one of the all-time classic mixes. And Pete was putting together a version, basically. But John Summit went on to accuse Pete of jacking it or stealing it to work with Dutch producer Frankie Rizzardo. Summit included screenshots of a WhatsApp conversation with Tong where the two appeared to be discussing production elements for the track. Summit also wrote that he's a class act and to think that he used to look up to Pete. Now, I'll be honest with you, I read that and I thought that doesn't sound like the Pete Tong I know. He's been behind an awful lot of people's careers. Mine too. Pete played my early Offshore and Salt Waters and Don't Give Up. Don't Give Up was Pete Tong's essential new tune, essential millennium new tune actually, and I've got a lot of time for Pete. So I read that and I thought that sounds really weird. And then the truth emerges. Pete Tong responded by completely denying it and showing his own screenshots that seemed to completely disprove the allegation, and that actually John Summit hadn't replied to numerous emails early in the year, in May, by the way, stating that the project was being done with Frankie. How do we feel about that? I'm not sure that's something that should have been aired on social media. And, you know, I felt really uncomfortable. I thought that was, it just wasn't cool. Just for the record, we lost to Argentina a couple of days ago. I'm going to read you a post from John Summit. And it goes like this. Finally, English people can shut the F up about football and get back to putting beans on toast and skipping dental appointments. Do you ever wonder whether you should think before you're going to leap? I'm going to leave it there. Right, guys, back a couple of years to 2024 now, and this one comes from Buddha Kid, and it's called Loving Son.
Thank you.
So that last one was by, oh goodness, Freitag. Can't pronounce that. Freitag. Jody Wisternoff and James Grant. It's called Nomad. It's got great groove. Love that. That's, I can hear Jody Wisternoff all over that record. That boy knows what he's doing. And before that was the latest from Hot since 82, Life Too Short. Life's Too Short, in fact. The second single from his brand new album, Obsessions. Pretty much, we're out of time, guys. Please keep in touch through Facebook on Chicane Music and through Instagram X and TikTok and X Chicane. As always, don't forget to tell your friends with good tasty music to download The Sunset Show and podcast for free from their favourite podcast app. Make sure you press the subscribe button as well, please, guys. Listened again via Mixcloud and get a full track list from there. Next week, it's going to be 600 episodes of Sunsets, which is weird. I wonder just exactly how many days it's taken to produce the show. Well, that's about 600 days, Andy. And I have to thank my producer, Andy. He's has to put up with me and my and edit my show. What you hear in the show isn't what we record. I can tell you now, I've been doing this show every week for 13 years and we do it simply because you guys listen and support. So massive thank you for all that. Looking forward to that next week. I shall leave you with another new one. This comes out at the end of the month. This is Dance to Trance with a track called Take a Free Fall. It's remixed by Nick Coles and Mike Cosford. Guys, see you next week. Don't mention the football.
Sunsets.